Hi, I'm reading from the Gift Family Services blog, dated February 5th, 2020. Protecting our kids, coronavirus isn't their greatest hazard. As of February 3rd, 2020, 11 causes of coronavirus have been diagnosed in the United States. Thousands in China have fallen ill and 361 have died. As responsible parents, we worry about the risk to our own children and ponder how we should respond. Statistics reveal that the current risk to our children is small. Flu presents a higher danger to our children, as do traffic fatalities, gun violence, and drugs. Keeping our kids safe means thinking beyond vaccines, car seats, and safety equipment. While the coronavirus, the flu, etc., lead in many headlines, our children face a far more potent hazard: adoptee suicide. Adoptees commit suicide at 4 times the rate of non-adopted persons. We cannot afford to assume that our children are not contemplating such deadly choices. Their lives may depend on it. As intentional parents, we certainly want to do whatever is in our power to reduce the risk, address the root causes, and bring counterbalancing influences into play. We dare not assume that our children are free from a right-wrong stance. When it comes to adoptee mental health, there are some strategies that we can bring to bear. One important action parents can take is to talk about difficult topics. Encourage our kids to share all their thoughts and feelings around adoption and reassure them that our love for them and their membership in our families is totally secure, permanent. It is not conditional on their pretending that all is rosy, totally free of conflict, ambivalence, anger, and grief. Adoption is not a totally benign experience. All is not roses, rainbows, and happily ever afters. We must ensure that our children feel seen and heard for who they genuinely are, as distinct from whom they think we might wish them to be. Unless our children know that we want to hear their struggles and painful thoughts, that we do not want them to hide or deny these feelings and ideas, our children will falsely assume that such communication is taboo. They will assume that we want them to cover up their struggles, don a mask that obscures their true feelings, and suffer in silence. They will believe that this suppression of their anxieties and fears is the cost of membership in the family. Everyone will be negatively impacted. Instead of an authentic relationship built on truth, trust, mutual support, and interdependence, all will be role-playing. Everyone will miss out on the joy of being loved as themselves. This is a great tragedy that happens too frequently. Adult adoptees tell us in huge numbers that one of the most significant contributing factors to their mental health issues is the communication gap between themselves and their families regarding parents' tendency to gloss over, minimize, and invalidate adoptee loss, grief, and the trauma of losing their first families. Blinded by their delight at being able to adopt a child, adoptive parents often lose sight of the fact that for him, adoption is not totally benign. In fact, it is quite painful. Even if adoption was the best choice in a very difficult circumstance, it is still life-changing. It uproots the child from his place in his ancestral lineage and burdens him with a lifelong legacy that results from his separation from his first family. Adoption is not the result they prayed for. In fact, the blessing they fantasize about is to have remained in their first family, safe, rooted, and healthy. We must work to ensure that our children do not become a statistic. What action will you take to discuss these hard issues with your child? Watch a movie or read a book together which highlights some of these awkward and painful complexities. Attend an adoption family support meeting. Partner with a coach who understands the journey, the issues, and has been trained to assist you.